On regular cake, what would you call the stuff on the top, the sweet stuff?
Icing.
Okay. Or you might say frosting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between frosting and glaze?
Frosting covers the whole cake. And like if it's a layered cake, the frosting would go in between the layers. But a glaze is just a light, real light coat over the top of it. And it don't go all over the cake.
Okay. Similar or, the same icing spread over donuts. What would you call a donut like that?
Glazed donut.
Okay. What about a rectangular frosted donut? Sort of long.
Danish?
Long John?
Okay. You say so.
Yeah. What about a jelly-filled donut? Doesn't have a hole.
Cream donut? Cream-filled donut?
Well, it's often sugared or frosted. You ever heard of Bismarck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about a twisted donut? It's sugared, too.
Twisted donuts, I always call them.
Give me them twisted donuts there.
Give me them hard twisted donuts.
Okay. Have you ever heard of crawler?
Yeah, the bug.
The crawler.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying crawler. You might pronounce it as crawler. Crawler.
Yeah, crawler.
Okay.
It's a bug.
Okay. All right.
Not a bug, huh? Okay.
What might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways?
Queer.
not
that extent, huh?
Yeah, he's not that off.
Funny. What's the word? Sissy, there you go.
Okay. What about a male homosexual?
Queer.
Anything else?
One of them.
Okay. What about, what do you call a girl or a woman with mannish ways?
Masculine. She's a masculine woman.
Okay, maybe a Tom.
Top tomboy, yeah.
What about a female homosexual?
Yuck.
A lot of things, right?
Really? Lizzie.
Yeah.
Anything else? That's bad enough.
Dyke? I heard all that, right? What about a sexually overactive male?
Normal.
Oh, no. That was the best answer I heard the whole time. It's worth going through this. All right.
Overactive, hyperactive. Well, I don't know.
Okay. What about maybe stud or something?
Yeah.
Sexually overactive female. I gotta remember that tell the whole class tomorrow.
I don't know.